keep a time limit if you don't have a clock. Well, let me say something real quick here about the meeting real quick while you turn in your Bibles to Revelation 22. And, you know, our meeting will be September the 19th through the 21st as far as Monday through Wednesday there. We'll be dismissing the service after the lunch break there and not be having a night service on that Wednesday night. Night services will start at 9:30 each morning. We'll run up through 12:30-ish, have lunch. We'll have supper back about 5:30. So if you're coming in for a night service and you want to come join us for supper, you'll be welcome to do so. We'll have supper about 5:30. Church services starting on Monday night, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, okay? And trust the Lord, looking for the Lord to give us a good time and some good help from God and God's men, and trusting God to use that for His honor and His glory. So you all have an open invitation. We'd be glad to have you, each and every one of you, all right? Revelation chapter number 22. Buddy, they hit it right on the songs tonight. Amen. I don't believe in sinless perfection, but I do believe in the inspired book that will keep you from sin. Problem is, most people ain't reading it. And then they won't obey it when they do read it. Amen. It'll help you sin a lot less than what you normally do. I promise you that. Amen. But that song, Just Any Day Now, I used to sing that myself back when I thought I could sing a little bit. But I'm looking for Him, and I still believe He's coming. I know He don't lie, and He said He's coming. So if you'll look with me in the Scripture tonight, we'll begin reading in verse number 6. The Bible says, "And He said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show unto His servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now John saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into that city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie." They were without then, and they're still without now. Amen. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. May the Lord add His blessings to the reading of His Word. And just a brief message tonight that the Lord laid on my heart several months ago, now that I preach back at the church. And I just want to preach on this thought: I come quickly. He's still coming, church. He doesn't make a promise and then back up on it. He does not lie. He cannot lie. Amen. And He's still coming. I know we have a lot of scoffers today and a lot of people mocking at the coming, and we could go back to 2 Peter and talk about a lot of those different things, but I'm telling you that He's still coming. He has not broken a promise. You can read from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22:21, and you'll find that all of His promises have been kept. Now, just briefly, and I got to say this briefly, but chapter number 22 lets us see a little bit of a picture of glory. Lets us see what we're going to be inhabiting as a child of God. And then He reminds us, after the first five verses, He reminds us that these things are faithful and true. And He lets us know that these things are going to come to pass. Amen. But the time is not yet. The time has not taken place for the Lord Jesus to come, but He's still coming. He tells us in these verses of Scripture, this is what we have to look forward to. Amen. And He's reminding us that He is coming. He is not allowing us to live on this earth without a purpose. Amen. He has given us a service to do, a job to perform, a work to accomplish for the honor and glory of God. And He's given us, if you please, a sight, a glimpse, nothing that we can fully comprehend, nothing that we have a total understanding of everything that's going to happen, but yet a sight of something for us to want. For something for us to strive for. Now, when I talk about strive for, I'm not talking about salvation. I'm talking about when we get into heaven. Amen. But I want you to notice three things about these phrases that He says, I come quickly. The first two, He says, behold, I come quickly. In the first one, if you find in verse number 7 and in verses 6 through 10, I find that this saying, behold, I come quickly, is a faithful saying.
Yes, sir.
He is letting us know that it's still going to happen. A lot of people have scoffed and mocked, and a lot of people have not believed in, and I don't know how many of you, go out and talk to people and are around people, but there's a lot of concern right now about the coming of the Lord. There's a lot of concern, I won't say about the coming of the Lord even, I'll say just about the end time and circumstances in our life. And most people have no peace about His coming. I'm dealing with people now all the time that is worried about the end of the world, the end time, and what's going to happen. And those that profess to be saved, are they going through the tribulation period? Are they not going through the tribulation period? What is going to happen? And trying to deal with those people that they don't have peace. And I tried to, especially one individual just a couple weeks ago, that's really troubled about some things that they found out about their health condition and everything, and they just don't have that absolute peace that they need to have. And in trying to talk to them and witness to them about the things of God, I tried to let them understand, that the main thing they need to be concerned about is having peace with God. If you got peace with God, the things of this world will take care of itself. Amen. We got too many people worrying about when it's coming, what's going to happen when it comes, what's going to be going on with us in the rapture or through the tribulation period, whatever you believe about it, I'm going out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. I am not appointed under wrath. But too many people are worried about everything except for what they need to be concerned about. Do you have peace with God tonight? If you don't have peace with God tonight, you got something to be upset about. Amen. You need to have that peace, because His saying, I come quickly, is a faithful saying. Second saying that He said there on behold, I come quickly, deals with the fruitful. Amen. It's not just the faithful, but it's the fruitful. He said, I'm coming, and I'm coming with my rewards. And I'm going to give to every man that he deserves, if you please, or that he has earned. We don't deserve anything. Just the fact that we know we're saved by the grace of God and going to have eternity one of these days, to be with Him, that ought to be well enough. But He said He is going to give us rewards for our service. Amen. And I'm not going to deal with that a whole lot, but He did say, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows it all, amen, from the beginning and the ending and everything in between. Amen. He has got it all wrapped up. He's got it all written down. And he knows exactly who's doing what and who he's going to reward with what. Amen. He has no problem with that. And he said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right. Amen. I wonder if we're doing those commandments. I made this statement this morning. I finished up the Sermon on the Mount, if you please, for Sunday school this morning. And I made this statement this morning because of dealing with verses 21 and following there. How too many people have a concept that all their good deeds is what makes them saved. Good deeds, if you please, are a result of salvation. As I say it, salvation is not by works, but salvation works. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Notice here now, he says that we're going to be blessed. He talks about those that are without. And then he comes down in verse number 17. And he says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I used to preach this, teach this, if you please, and make this statement here, that this was the final invitation. Well, I ain't going to say that's an absolute wrong, but every invitation could be the final invitation. But here's what I got to say about this tonight. The Lord has showed us everything that's going to happen here in what I believe to be a near future. I believe His coming is imminent tonight. I don't believe that there's anything else we're starting to see. The only thing that I have believed for years that I thought according to the Scriptures need to be fulfilled for the coming of the Lord was the persecution of the believer in America. And we're seeing that now. Not as strong as it can or will get, maybe. But we're seeing that persecution. We're seeing it outwardly. We're seeing people placed in jail. We're seeing people beat, amen, for their faith. What are you getting at, preacher? I'm telling you, we're so close. We are so close to that coming. These young men tonight sung just any day now. That appearing is nigh. I'm telling you that we are so close that we don't even realize how close we really are. But we have that faithful saying and that fruitful saying, but here we have the finality of that saying that is coming. We have that invitation. He tells us, you don't hear preaching on this anymore. Too many people have gotten cold feet, yellow spine, soft. Not too many preachers want to preach anymore. They're trying to tickle the ears of the people so they can keep a number and keep an offering. They won't tell what the truth is. But Jesus said if they're changing the words of this book, amen. If they're adding to it, I'm going to add the plagues to them. And if they're taking away from it, I'm going to take their part out of the book of life. We don't have people preaching that much anymore. But then look what he said. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. He's not only trying to get people's attention by saying, behold, 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 I'm coming. It's a faithful saying. I'm still coming. He's trying to get your attention in an utmost manner by using that term, behold, to look for, amen, to look to, amen, to expect. Then he says, behold, I'm coming and my reward's with me. He's trying to get you to understand. He's bringing those rewards with him for you. But then that final, I come quickly, is this. It's a finality. He says, surely. He changed it from behold to surely I come. Here's my thought. John, in writing under the inspiration of God, said, he who has testified these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. It's almost like he's telling John, I'm on my way. John, I'm soon to be there. Now, I know he's still seated at the right hand of the Father. I know according to the Scriptures, he don't know the day nor the hour. I understand all of that, but I'm telling you under the inspiration of God, John writes, even so come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is telling him, surely, John, this is going to happen. It's not just that you need to take notice to the fact that it's going to happen. I'm telling you this is going to happen. And when I come, that's it. It's the final thing. He said, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. You better be ready tonight. I don't know you. I don't know your heart. I don't. And I don't know if you know the Lord today or not. But I'm telling you, you better be ready. There's no second chances. There's no coming back. You understand what I'm saying? Once Jesus comes, that's it. Once you take that last breath, that's it. He said, behold, I'm coming. People laugh and mock. He said, behold, I'm coming and bringing my reward with me. People laugh and mock. But one of these days, he's going to say, surely, I come quickly. It's going to be too late then. When that trump sounds, just like Matthew 25, with those 10 virgins, 5 of them wasn't ready. They wasn't ready. Right. And when that voice cried, there was no more hope for them. Surely, I come quickly. Are you ready to meet him tonight? I hope.